AP News, I'm Shelley Adler. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Saturday that GOP negotiators were, quote, closer to an agreement that would resolve the looming debt crisis, but had not reached a deal with the president. He said there was no timeline for a final compromise that would raise the nation's borrowing limit and avoid a catastrophic default while also making spending cuts that House Republicans are demanding. A deal needs to be complete by June 5th. It's a first for the vice president as Kamala Harris becomes the very first female to deliver a commencement address at West Point.
Harris told the U.S. Military Academy class they graduate into an increasingly unsettled world where long-standing principles are at risk.
Global security and global prosperity depend on the leadership of the United States of America.
The vice president says America has no greater strategic asset than those wearing our uniform.
There is no more noble work than a person can do than to serve our nation in uniform.
4 decades ago, West Point graduated its first class of female cadets. Still, it's made slow progress diversifying its ranks. Julie Walker, New York.
Former diplomat and presidential advisor Henry Kissinger is marking his 100th birthday, outlasting many of his political contemporaries who guided the U.S. through one of its most tumultuous periods, including the presidency of Richard Nixon and the Vietnam War. Born in Germany on May 27, 1923, Kissinger remains known for his key role in American foreign policy of the 60s and 70s, including some of the most disputed policies of the Vietnam conflict. This is AP News.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. In an interview with the Associated Press, Archbishop Blaise Supich urged the Attorney General to provide information about 125 newly uncovered cases of priests who sexually abused minors.
It really does highlight the terrible tragedy that took place in so many lives by priests who acted irresponsibly, but also leaders in the church who did not respond appropriately.
The cardinal expressed surprise that the report contained names he had never heard of.
I want to make sure that we put everything out there, because I can tell you this. When we do that, and a victim survivor sees it, it brings healing.
Investigators found that more than 450 Catholic clergy in Illinois' 6 dioceses had sexually abused nearly 2,000 children since 1950. Supich acknowledged that the report laid bare a problem in the way the Catholic Church has handled abuse cases. Religious orders such as the Jesuits, Franciscans, and Marists often escape scrutiny since they keep personnel files on their priests, not the diocesan leadership.
And that's AP News.